Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily here. We didn't have a chance to talk about this story yesterday, Tommy, but I do think it's of note. The Tyson fight. How big of a problem is this for Netflix, do you think, to not be able to handle that? It was a disaster. They got NFL games coming up. That cannot happen. If you're Roger Goodell today, yesterday, Sunday, like you got to be on the horn like, yo, this cannot happen when we bring the NFL to Netflix. How does it even happen with the streaming company, like the OGs? How do they even let this happen in the first place?
Well, they've never done anything like this, and they've not been set up for it before. I think that there's a really good reason as to why they let off their live sports coverage with this particular fight, because it was a big deal. I mean, people wanted to know if Mike Tyson still had it. They wanted to see Jake Paul, all of that. But it was a good little, like, you know, test, like beta test.
And a good test, though. Shouldn't you beta test like a Tuesday night Maction game?
That nobody's going to watch? Because, like, the biggest issue was the servers crashing and the number of people that were going to watch it. Like, if you're doing a Tuesday night Mac game, nobody's tuning in for that. So they won't know until they go and do, like, a large-scale event about whether or not their servers can actually handle it.
Like a Stranger Things premiere would have to have a lot of traffic.
Not in a live sports coverage type thing.
Do we have a number on how many people were trying to? Like, it's such a fail, and it was disastrous if that happens with the NFL.
It'll be okay.
Like the NFL, well, I would imagine they can get it corrected, but
that's why they did this before they started to air NFL
games. Tommy, this didn't happen to Amazon Prime. Didn't happen to Peacock.
Well, Peacock is different because you've got this full support of NBC behind you. You know,
Netflix is the biggest streamer in the world. They have been.
Netflix had never done live sporting event coverage before.
But had Peacock?
But Peacock is owned by NBC. Absolutely, NBC had done live sports coverage before.
But not in a streaming environment, they hadn't.
Yeah, but they were prepared for that sort of thing.
What about Prime Video?
I mean, I don't know. Do you remember the very first Thursday night football game on Prime? It wasn't great. It's gotten a lot better since then. It wasn't great.
Buffer. Like, you could at least watch
it. Sure, it did. There were buffering issues. I remember it buffering as I was trying to watch.
Maybe so. I don't remember that at all, if it was the case.
I think they'll be fine. I think that they did this as a appetizer for the large-scale football games they're going to be airing, and you better believe that they'll have it remedied and fixed and ready to go. I've got no concern over the future sports streaming coverage that Netflix can provide.
I sure hope you're right, because it's going to suck. Not just like it won't be as funny, I don't think, as it was with this one, because that's one like we're actually, I mean, that's Chiefs Steelers. Are you kidding me? Like, Tyson Paul kind of seemed fake anyway, right? Yeah. Like, yeah, is they really doing it? Like, that's
and again,
fun.
We that's got why Mike. They did this. That's why they started with this. Because it's like, that's a throwaway, not a big deal.
But, you know, like, there was all the funny things, which was the highlight of that fight, by the way. What an epic move by Tyson.
I didn't even watch any of it, to be completely honest with you.
You saw the butt
No,
thing,
I did. I mean, I followed it on social. I saw what was going viral, but I don't care.
That's good.
Didn't care. That's good. Still don't care. Never like one time did I think, you know what, I think I'm going to turn this on because I really want to watch this. I didn't care.
I didn't remember that it was happening until it was happening. But Mike Tyson in his prime was as must-see TV as we've ever had in sports.
Sure.
Like, and so that nostalgia was there.
But a 58-year-old Mike Tyson, I didn't really have much of an interest in watching.
Here's what I would have been interested in. Here's how I would have made that better. They put him in pillow gloves. Let that be a bare knuckles fight. Then I'm like, let's have that fight. And I bet you Mike Tyson had a pretty good chance to knock out the young man. You know, he was getting him early in that fight. Like, he was landing punches. But again, he's wearing pillow gloves. He's not going to do anything with pillow gloves on. Whatever. Better not screw up football for us.
They're not going to screw up football. It's going to be fine. Everybody take a breath.
Let's mark this on the tape, Chad. If they screwed up, I want to hear what Tommy has to say on Monday morning, December, whatever that is. You won't be here anyway. I'll be here either. Isn't that on Christmas Day? It's Christmas Day game.
Yeah.
We'll call it in and get after it. All right, we'll come back. We'll tell you what's on the network tonight. Don't go away. More Sports Daily right after.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.